So there are no license list requests for the June meeting.
Okay.
Let's go into the Second Century Habitat, or the Second Century Initiative update, and I'll give you a quick update on that in the next 10 minutes here, and that gives us some time to answer any questions you might have. Real quick, talking about the Nest Predator Bounty Program, part of the Second Century Initiative, to date, 23,073 tails have been submitted with about 2,279 folks participating in the Nest Predator Bounty Program. So about 2,300 participants have turned in about 23,000 tails. The highest tail turn-in places have been Minnehaha County being number one and Beetle County being number two. That Huron office is still getting quite a few tails, upwards of 1,400 in Minnehaha County and Beetle County. Huron getting about 1,300 tails. One thing to note, 75% of the tails that have been turned in have been raccoons. So far, 17,200 animals that have been turned in have been raccoons. So majority of the animals have been raccoons, and we expect to see that continue in the next couple months. Obviously, we are now 2 months in. 2 months have been completed in the Nest Predator Bounty Program. 3 months to go, or if we do hit the cap of 50,000 animals. We're not halfway there yet, but we're approaching halfway. 23,000 tails, 50,000 tails is the max cap for the program. So interesting to see what the next couple months play out. One thing to note, the Interim Rules Review Committee did approve the package that will allow trappers to set live traps on public land starting June 24th. So on June 24th, live trapping on public land or road right-of-ways will be allowed to occur. And we're excited to see how that does influence participation. We have heard from a lot of folks that they did have to pull their traps after the Interim Rules Review Committee rejected that first proposal. But as of lately, that has been approved, and we'll get those folks back out on those public lands with live traps only. Any questions on the bounty program at this time? Okay, another thing I wanted to mention was the hunt for habitat. This is something here that we're really gonna start gearing up for. Starting July 1, raffle licenses will go on sale. Raffle licenses, three sets of three big game licenses. Those three big game licenses will be for one any elk, one any pronghorn, or one any antelope, I should say, and one any deer. So we'll have three sets of three, and then we'll have one trophy bison Custer State Park hunt. With a total of 10 big game licenses being raffled off. The raffle we're hoping to have on August 16th. So we'll have 45 days essentially for folks to purchase those raffle licenses. Those raffle licenses will be $10 for residents, $20 for non-residents. We're gonna really send out a pretty widespread marketing campaign to really get the word out and try to, you know, get a lot of folks interested in purchasing raffle licenses. Again, the money goes directly to habitat, stays with the department, can be used for public and private land habitat projects and management. We're pretty excited to get that thing rolling. I know our communication staff, I think Nick Harrington, is he still here? I put him in charge of the marketing of this, so if this doesn't go well, I'm gonna blame him. No, just kidding, Nick. No, he's got a plan. He's got a very good plan laid out, and I'm excited to get this thing rolling and start selling raffle licenses. All right, moving down the list, crowdsourcing for habitat. This is something that we are gonna bring forward to the commission likely after August, so September meeting. We'll bring you some ideas once we had a chance to meet with Governor Noem and others regarding some of the ideas that have been submitted, with the crowdsourcing habitat ideas or solutions. We received over 1,000 different inquiries regarding ideas and solutions and just different questions in particular, and good discussion overall. We are currently reviewing those ideas, and as you can imagine, 1,000 different ideas, categorizing those and trying to select a few that we might implement moving forward, that's definitely a process. So that list of solutions or ideas that we plan to implement will be presented to the commission likely in September. We don't have an August meeting, but otherwise, we would have brought that in August instead. So stay tuned for that. More to come. Get you that list of what has been submitted to the department through that habitat crowdsourcing effort. Trap distribution on the live traps. Currently, we have about 4,000 live traps that have been distributed across the state. We still have quite a few to go, about 12,000 live traps to distribute. Right now, our producers are producing live traps as fast as they can. Staff are getting those live traps into the hands of the folks that registered in that 8-hour time frame, and we're getting those traps out the door. Folks are very happy once they get their live traps in hand. Again, getting more families outside, and there has been a lot of great success stories shared with the department, shared across social media and others, other places that just really influence, or I guess not influence, but really showcase the efforts of new trappers that are being exposed to trapping through this Predator Bounty program and also the trap giveaway program. So we're excited, and we'll keep working on getting those traps distributed. Keith Fiss is doing a great job coordinating those efforts along with field staff from across the state within our regional offices. So thank you, staff, and thanks everybody for making that happen. Lastly, and I believe I'm not going to cover this very much because we do have on your agenda to talk about funds and foundations, so we'll keep the details for that, but we are putting together a Second Century Working Lands Habitat Program, and that's going to be conducted through the Second Century Habitat Fund, which we can get in more detail tomorrow morning, but staff have been gearing up to really hit the ground running with that Working Lands program and trying to get 5,000 acres enrolled here, starting hopefully within the next couple weeks. So hopefully getting seed in the ground by fall, and that's another exciting thing that Tom touched on last meeting, and we're still putting the final touches on the agreement. The fund board, I heard just a couple hours ago, I believe, are going to be meeting on Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. Hopefully Gary's looking at me like he hasn't heard that yet, but so that would be exciting time to review the contract agreement, have the Second Century Habitat Fund board's first meeting, and to talk about steps moving forward so we can start enrolling landowners in the Second Century Habitat Working Lands program. With that, I'm probably running out of time, so I'll take any questions Emma you might have. And
questions, comments? Since you're there, could you do non-meandered waters update, and then that
sure
would be done?